Wesco Home Furnishings has the best furniture at the best prices every day. With 12 area stores, it's easy to shop. Visit WescoHomeFurnishings.com for locations and to shop our brands.
Severe weather preparedness week. And we're talking about insurance coverages, things that you need to take into account. Maybe you've made some changes to your home. You've done some improvements. We want to make sure you're covered. And God forbid you're hit by a tornado or some severe weather. Richard Volk with Volk Savani Insurance joining us in studio. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here today. Severe weather. Obviously, it plagues a lot of us. A lot of us were plagued with it yesterday. A lot of hail. I'm sure that many insurance companies are going to be getting a phone call today.
I have a feeling the phones will be ringing, that's for sure.
Because of softball-sized hail, baseball-sized hail, we've heard about the various ranging in hail. What do people need to keep in mind about home ownership and coverages?
Well, the thing is, we hope nothing ever happens. You hope nothing ever happens. But when it does, you need to be prepared if you... first you buy a policy, but then let's say you have a loss, your house is gone. Hard part then is trying to figure out what you had in the house. On your just using your contents for an example, it's not they just write you a check because there's this much coverage shown. It's an up to coverage. It's an up to that amount. If your house was empty, they really wouldn't have to pay anything because it's, there's no contents that were destroyed.
Right.
So a lot of people don't ever think ahead far enough. They think, I can remember everything. But really, people don't do a very good job of remembering. Best thing to do, get a video, get a camera, whatever. Take pictures of everything. Open your drawers, take a quick picture, and then make sure those are someplace other than the house that they can be accessed. Because if the house is gone, the pictures would be gone.
Right, absolutely.
When you go making out your inventory list of what was destroyed, if you have those pictures, you can say, I forgot about that thing on the wall, and I forgot about this and that and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you've changed things, if it's been 3 or 4 years, you look at that couch that's the wrong one because you bought a new one, it'll help you remember. Even the wrong things will help you remember. So, don't just say, I won't do it because it'll change anyway. But that would be my advice for the... that stage of it. So
how do people get reimbursed? Is it if they have an older item, say their roof is older and it was damaged, can they get a brand new roof and it's all going to be covered, or how does that work?
Well, some policies are replacement cost on the roof, and that's what most homeowners provide. Most of them now are getting to the point though that they limit the life expectancy, they go by the life expectancy of a roof. After about 15 years, a roof is basically used up. It's like tires on your car.
Mm-hmm.
You've been going along and driving them for 15 years, and they're down to so thin, and something happens, you just go buy new tires. The insurance company isn't going to come along and pay for a new roof at that point. But, it's just part of home maintenance, put a new roof on when you need one.
Right.
But, and I say 15, 16, 17, that's somewhere in there. And that fact that they've got a roof with a 30-year warranty or whatever, that's a warranty that the shingles are not defective from the factory. It has nothing to do with how long they will actually last.
Gotcha.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and telling us all about it this morning, Richard. I'm sure there's a lot of facets to all of this that you always should check in with your insurance agent regularly to make sure you're up to date.
Make sure you have enough coverage on your home. If you've done improvements or whatever, it's a good idea just to call us and have us check and make sure that you're adequate,
All right. Well, thank you very much. Richard Volk with Volk Savani Insurance Agency. It's 7:30 right now. Local news. Sarah, what are you talking about?
Early voting is happening today and tomorrow in Pittsburgh over a school bond issue, and health officials are reporting more cases of the mumps in Kansas.
Local news in less than just about a minute from now at 7:30. Here's Fox News.